Welcome to the Notespire Music Artist Impact Podcast, helping you gain confidence, grow your talent, and advance your impact. Here's your host, Nate Miller.
All right. Yeah, I love that little theme song. Interesting fact. Welcome, by the way, to the Artist Impact Podcast. And I am your host, as the announcer said, Nate Miller. But interesting fact about that little intro, the guitar part behind there, that was recorded by yours truly. We just needed a little underbed there for the voiceover guy to talk over. And that little chord progression, it might not be exact, but that was based off of this incidental or background music for the Lancaster Eden Resort. If you're not in this area, it's this big hotel that has like a banquet hall and all these things. But yeah, their website, when you would log on to their website, they had this music bed playing in the background. And it just was, I don't know, it made me smile. It was like so catchy, this like little guitar part. And so I sort of, paid homage to that or did something kind of like that. And I always like the chord progression. So we used that for the intro. If totally useless fact for you, but I thought it might be interesting to some of you. But welcome back. Another episode of the Artist Impact Podcast right here on WNSMDB Notespire Radio. Yeah, that's right. You might be listening to this on our very own radio station. We play independent Christian musicians 24/7 on the internet at notespireradio.com, or you can download our app. We have an app on the App Store or Google Play. Just type in Notespire Radio and you'll find that. There's all kinds of other devotional shows on there, Charles Stanley, several other ones, and other programs that are played on our radio station, just like the Just Got Music Hour, but from other authors and contributors. So a lot of great stuff on there for the independent Christian musician and anybody who's just interested in uplifting and positive music and inspirational things. Yeah, so all good stuff on there. Well, today we're going to be talking about something that I think will have an impact on you as an independent Christian musician or independent musician of any type, and that is being a DIY musician with a DAY job. I see what you did there. A DIY musician with a DAY job. Yeah, many of us as indie musicians, we might not be doing music full time, even if that is our goal or something that we would love to do. If you're an independent musician, chances are you have a day job, something to pay the bills, and music's just something that you do on the side, or it's something that you have to do on the side because you haven't been able to make it full time yet. But anybody that has ventured down that path, as many of you have and currently are, it can be tough, right? Balancing your life and your responsibilities and paying the bills and family if you have one, with all the stuff that goes along with the music business and creating your music, but also putting it out there and promoting it and managing it and booking shows and performances and rehearsals, all that stuff. We're going to talk about that stuff. How do you balance all that? And if this sounds familiar to you, I thought it did to me too. So I went back over and looked at our previous podcast, and on episode 63, which, plug here, if you want to go back and listen to that one, my friend and partner in crime here at Notespire Music, Paul Gibbs, he did an episode about this very thing called Balancing Music and a Day Job. So I did listen through quickly. I know I've listened to that one before, but I'm going to be talking about some other things, related things, but it would be good to go back and listen to that one if you want to hear more on this topic. This is something that's always an issue. It doesn't change, through time, the way we go about things and some of the resources we have change. But, hearing this again or a different angle on it is always a helpful thing, right? Because if you're doing this as an independent musician, life is always there. Obstacles are always there. So it's always helpful to kind of talk about and think about how we can handle these things so that we can get the greatest impact out of our music. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Again, I will be talking about different angles and things than Paul did, but Paul did a really great job when he talked about it as well. And I'm kind of using some of the content that came from Tony Van Veen over at Discmakers. He's the CEO of Discmakers. And this is from one of his videos that he had put out, I think last year sometime. He was talking about 7 tips for balancing music and your day job. So kind of taking the format from him and just, adding my own experience and knowledge about it. And again, this is a topic that hits all of us as musicians and creative types. So let's dive right in. All right. So the first thing that he brought up was setting goals. Yeah, that's right. Setting goals. That's something that we all know that we need to do. We're not always good about the act of setting goals, but we know that we need to do it. The first important thing with setting goals is actually writing them down. It's one thing to hold things in your head and think, okay, I need to do this, this, and that. But you really, even statistics have shown when people write down their goals, they're much more likely to accomplish them or to at least get them started than they are if they just hold them in their head. I don't remember the exact statistic, but it's crazy when you see the percentage. Actually writing something down, getting it on paper, does something with it, makes it tangible. It, you know, almost makes a contract with yourself. Like you get it out of your head and it becomes a thing. It's stated, it's on paper, you know, not written in stone necessarily, but it's written down and then you can see it, you can refer to it, and it's a reminder rather than just, you know, jangling around in the back of your head and getting lost in all those other thoughts. So write down your goals, and we'll talk more about goal setting here coming up. And once you have your goals and you know what you want to do, is charting a course. You know, once you know where you're heading or what you want to achieve, you need to figure out a plan to get there, right? So here's some of the questions you want to ask yourself. You know, what kind of career are you looking for as a musician? Yeah, I mean, this is an important question to ask. I mean, especially if you're a DIY musician with a day job. What kind of career are you looking for as a musician? So is this just something like, are you kind of like a weekend warrior where you just want to kind of play on the weekends at open mics or coffee shops or whatever kind of weekend gigs that you can get? Is this just something you do for fun just because you like being creative and, you know, you have all these ideas and you just kind of want to play for friends and family? Or are you looking to, even though you don't have a full-time job in music now, are you looking to move into that? Do you want to become eventually a full-time musician, maybe even to the point of getting signed to a major label? So these are kind of questions you want to ask yourself in order to set your goals. What kind of music career are you looking for? Do you actually want? Here's another one. How much time can you invest in your music? And I want to say, be realistic with this one. Okay, we're talking about balancing life and work here, right? So you have a day job, you have a family, you have responsibilities, you have bills to pay, but you do want to do something with your music, you know, once you've decided what type of music career you have or want to have, I'm sorry. So how much time can you realistically invest in your music? So, you know, there's things to think about. There's songwriting and rehearsals and recording and other stuff like that that we'll talk about soon. So you got to think through these things and look at all your other responsibilities and say, how much time can I realistically invest in this? Okay. That's going to help you set, first of all, smarter goals. And we'll talk more about that too. I keep getting ahead of myself here, but also goals that you can achieve so that you don't give up too soon. Because if you get discouraged, once you set your goals and you realize, oh, I can't do this because I don't have enough time or enough resources or enough energy or whatever, then you're just going to burn out and give up. So yeah, think about what you need to get done and then how much time are you willing to invest in order to get there. And here's another one. How do you stay motivated and inspired towards those goals? So again, if you're a full-time musician and that's all you have to do, you can spend all of your time and energy focused on that. It might be a different story, right? No, those musicians also get burned out and they need to continually feed their creative buckets as well. Not saying that they don't need inspiration and motivation, but even more so as a DIY musician, if you have, you know, the rest of your life to deal with, again, a job, a day job, you know, paying bills, taking care of family, it can be hard to stay motivated to do the music as well, especially when your energy is being dispersed in so many different ways. So think ahead, start planning on ways and things that you can do for yourself and for your music career to make sure you stay motivated, engaged, energized, and inspired. Okay, the next thing that we want to do once we figure out what our goals are, we write them down, we chart out a course, is, like Tony said, to schedule critical tasks. Well, what are they? What are critical tasks? So these are things that like must be done, you know, in order for you to be successful as a musician. And there's probably overlap for almost everybody, but depending on your situation, what you want to accomplish, right? That type of music career that you want to reach that we talked about before, there might be some slight differences, but basically these are things that like are non-negotiables, right? So that's songwriting. If you're a musician, you got to come up with music, right? If you're going to be sharing that. So songwriting, rehearsal, practicing these things. If you're on your own, that's one thing. But if you're with a band, you have all those other schedules to coordinate. Recording, you got to get this stuff recorded so that you can get it out there. So distribution as well, getting it uploaded online, you know, getting your copyright licenses or anything that is necessary if you're doing covers or even to copyright your own music. Social media posting and promotion, that could be a full-time job right there. But, you know, you might have varying degrees of how much of that you need to do. Marketing yourself, getting, you know, getting yourself scheduled to play and perform if that's part of your goal. So all these things, you know, you want to figure out what is necessary for you as a musician and schedule these critical tasks, or else you're not going to reach your goals. You're not going to be successful. You're not going to move forward, and you're going to get discouraged and overwhelmed. So along with that, again, we talked about before, how much time can you invest in your music? You want to ask yourself, once you have all this stuff mapped out, how many hours per week will this take? All right, break this down. So if you're talking about songwriting, you know, say you want to write a 10 to 12 song album this year, break that down. You know, that's not all going to happen at once. So you got 12 months. You say you want to write it in a year. How many songs per month do you want to write? Or do you want to do one per month? Whatever, you know, figure it out, you know, figure out, map it out how you want to accomplish it so that it's done in the year. And figure out how much time it's going to take for each task, for each critical task that you're going to schedule. How many hours per week? And the other part of that is, when can you do it? So, you know, again, you're a DIY musician with a DIY job. So you only have so many hours in the day. If you have a family, you have even less. So look at your schedule. Look at the other responsibilities that you have. Figure out how much free time you have to work with your music. And then say, okay, well, where can I fit this in? When can I, you know, once you break down the hours it's going to take each week, where can I fit these hours into my current schedule? And again, you don't want to totally burn yourself out. This has to be in addition to what you're already doing, but map it out so it's a lot easier for yourself. And again, that will help you to be accountable, consistent, and it's going to help you to move forward and succeed. If you just kind of say, oh, well, whenever I have time, I'll fit it in, it's not going to happen. Paul and I know that here at Notespire, you know, if we don't schedule studio time for us to work together in the studio, it doesn't happen because other things come up. They seem like, you know, bigger priorities. And we're like, oh, we'll do this another day. Or this podcast, you know, I might say, well, I need to record this podcast this week. But then something else comes up, you know, life happens. And then it's like, well, I'll do that tomorrow. You know, you keep pushing it off and then finally there's no time to do it. So you got to schedule these things in order to make time, first of all, for you to do them, but also to keep you accountable and also to protect that time. If you say, well, I need to write music, and you say, okay, for 1 hour a day, or, you know, three times a week, I'm scheduling songwriting, and that's outside of all your other responsibilities, then you know that this is a non-negotiable. You can't let other things crowd in to this time because it is set aside for you to do your music. That's just as important as taking care of all your other things and all your other responsibilities. And no matter how you break this down, how many hours a week it's going to take, and you know how you schedule things, try to do something each day, even if it's just a small thing each day. Because you know what? No matter how small it is, it's going to compound over time. Are you guys familiar with this? The compound effect, where tiny incremental, you know, steps or changes or progress over a long period of time yields a great result, right? Yields great results from small, tiny steps over long periods of time. So here's an example you probably heard before. If you take off in an airplane from the East Coast and you're heading to the West Coast, and you know, you set your trajectory. Say you're taking off from DC and you're heading to LA. You know, if you set your course at the beginning and you stay on that course, you're going to hit your destination. Well, what if you're off by just 1 degree or just 2 degrees? I mean, that doesn't seem like very much at all, does it? 1 or 2 degrees. I mean, you think, oh, I'll be a couple of feet off when I land. No, you won't. Till you travel across the United States, you're going to be hundreds of miles off. You're not going to land in LA. You might not even land in California, depending on how far off you are. Just in those small, tiny increments, depending on the distance over time, that takes you way off course. So think about that in your life as well. You know, you might have this goal that's off in the future and you think, I'll never get there. But, you know, yeah, if you have to do everything at once, it's never going to happen. But if you break it down into tiny steps, span it across a great length of time, you're going to get there, and surprisingly faster than you think if you chunk it down. Okay. Here's a point that I starred, okay, when I was taking notes. If music is a goal for you, and I'm assuming it is if you're listening to this podcast, right? You're a do-it-yourself musician or an independent musician, and you want to make an impact with your music. If music is a goal, then you kind of have to treat it like a second job. And again, when you decide what type of career you want in music, that's going to dictate a little bit how much of this is true. So again, if you're just doing this for fun to be creative, you know, you probably don't have to think of it too much as a job. But if you're looking to make this a career or to do this full time or even just more than just a hobby, you're doing this because you feel driven or motivated or inspired or called by God to do this in any capacity that's almost like full time, you know, or as a mission, then you kind of have to look at this as a second job or something that carries that weight. Again, you say, okay, there's non-negotiables here. I have to do these things in order to move me forward, even if this is a music ministry. I would say even especially as a music ministry, you know, a pastor, when they're writing their sermon for each week, they can't just say, oh, you know, I'll just wing it. I won't do any research this week, or I won't pray, or I won't read scripture. You know, I'll just trust that God, in that moment, God will give me something to say to my congregation. You know what? I mean, depending on their years of service and their experience, they might be able to pull that off. They might be able to get away with that by the grace of God. But I mean, I wouldn't suggest it. Even a pastor is going to spend time in the Word. He's going to be reading. He's going to be researching, studying dictionaries and commentaries, studying the scripture itself, praying, asking for God for wisdom, looking for direction. What does my particular flock need to hear from God? These are all things that they're going to work on each week because they know that there's an importance to what they're doing. So the same is for you as an independent Christian musician. If God has called you to this, you know, take it seriously. Ask God, you know, what do you want me to do with this time and this talent and these treasures that you've given me? You know, you've given me this drive and this compunction or this feeling in my heart, this inspiration that I want to use these talents that you've gifted me with to glorify you and to inspire and to serve others. You've given me, you know, the time to work on these things, the connections to schedule events or to play at venues, to record, to write music, to collaborate with other people. You've given me resources like instruments and all these things. Like, God has blessed us with so many things as independent Christian musicians. So why wouldn't you take it seriously? Why wouldn't you say, all right, I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to devote myself to what I'm doing because it has a purpose. Again, if you're just doing this to be creative or just to share things online with your friends and family, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you might feel a different calling or not really have a calling. You're just having fun and being creative. And again, you can be creative with what God has blessed you. You don't have to feel so much responsibility, like what I'm talking about, what I was just talking about. But if you do feel driven by God and called, so to speak, to have a music ministry, then go all in and, you know, take it seriously and say, I'm going to do everything I can, my utmost for his highest, right? And dedicate yourself as if this is a ministerial job, because it is. It just happens to be music. All right. So next would be setting priorities. I mean, these kind of all go hand in hand, but how important is music in your life, really? Okay, again, be honest with yourself and realistic. So if you're just doing this when you can, when you have time, when you feel inspired or motivated, that's one thing. But if you are trying to do this full time, or not even full time, but just, again, like we talked about, you feel compelled by God to make this a part of your life and really reach people and do something with this, then you need to set your priorities in order to make that happen, make that a thing. Again, we're talking about having a DIY job, right? A daily job. So how much interference into the rest of your life are you willing to take on? So again, you're an independent musician, you've got a life, maybe you have a family, you have a day job, you have other responsibilities, you have bills to pay. So adding music to that, your already busy schedule, is going to take time, right? It's going to take time away. Every time you say yes to one thing, you say no to something else. It's going to take time away from other things. So how much interference into the rest of your life are you willing to accept? And that's going to help you set your priorities and decide how important music is to you, and in particular, the music that you want to do. All right. Next thing is to trace your goals. So we talked about setting your goals. And again, this goes hand in hand, but the way to do that, and that's part of this acronym, and we've talked about this before on previous podcasts, I know, because I've shared this. You may have all heard this before, the acronym SMART, S-M-A-R-T. That just shows how smart I am. I can spell smart, right? S-M-A-R-T is the acronym, and this stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, okay? So these are all types of things that you want to think about when you're setting goals. Set goals that are specific. Again, if you're too general, if you just say, well, I want to play music more, well, what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, once or twice a week? Does that mean every night? Does that mean on weekends? Like, you know, what exactly does that mean? Measurable. How do you know if you're reaching your goals if you can't measure them? So if you set a goal for practicing more, okay, that's too generic. Okay, you say, I want to be specific. I want to practice. Well, how much do you want to practice? I want to practice a half an hour a day. Okay, 30 minutes is your measurement. So if you only practice 15 minutes, then you know you haven't reached your goal. If you practice 35 minutes, that's great. You went over your goal because you had extra time or whatever, but you know you've met your goal. So make it measurable. The A is achievable. Okay, this goes back to setting something that's going to be achievable, because you don't want to get discouraged and give up too soon. Now, again, I've talked about this before. It's okay to stretch yourself. So you don't want to set goals that are too easy and not challenging enough, because if you can already do these things, then you're probably not stretching yourself or really applying yourself fully or achieving what God can really get out of you, right? But you don't want to set goals that are so big and so vast and so stretching that you can't get it. So if you say, I want to practice every day, you know, 5 days a week or 6 days a week, but your schedule is out the wazoo, you know, you have things every day or every evening after work, and you got family responsibilities and all that stuff, and like there's no time for you to practice. Well, that's not achievable for you. And if you try to do it, you're going to burn out, you're going to lose your motivation, and you're going to give up. So be smart, no pun intended, we're setting smart goals, but make sure your goals are achievable. It's something that you know that you can achieve, that you can attain. And again, make it challenging, set it just a little bit beyond yourself so that it does stretch you, but not so far beyond that you can't accomplish it and it's just going to be a waste of your time and energy anyway, all right? Relevant, you want these goals to match what you're doing, right? So if you have no intention of getting out of your city, so to speak, right? You can, of course, like upload your music online, do live streams or whatever. But if you just want to play locally, you know, maybe you live in a place that's got a lot of great spots, a lot of coffee houses, little, you know, restaurants that allow you to play live music, or churches that have events or whatever. And you're set, like, you're just like, you know what? I could play three times a week for a full year and, you know, never be lacking for a place to play or whatever, then don't waste your time booking shows in like the next city, next town over, or out of state, or, you know, across the country. Those goals aren't relevant to you. So you need to decide, you know, again, what type of music goals you're going to have, what type of career you're looking for, your priorities, and let them dictate the things that are relevant to your music career. All right. And then finally, time bound. Again, do yourself a favor and give yourself some time limits here. If you don't, if it's too open-ended, well, then again, you're never going to get stuff done. So if you just say, well, okay, again, go back to that example. I want to write a new album. Okay. Well, by when? You know, I said earlier, maybe you want to write a new album of 10 to 12 songs within this year. You've given yourself 12 months. You know how much time you have to do it. You can say how, you know, you can break things down. When do I need to get things done in order to make that target? That makes it much more manageable. But if you just say, well, I want to write a new album of music, unless you're super motivated, that's great. You might get it done even sooner than your target. But if not, you might start out good, but then again, life gets in the way. Other priorities come up and you just say, oh, I'll get to it later. You don't have any time markers to force you to stay on track or to keep you accountable. Believe me, set time markers. And you know what? If they don't work out and your schedule gets busy, life happens, accidents happen, things come up, it's okay. You can adjust, but set yourself a new time marker, a new time goal. Just keep yourself on track, all right? So you want to be able to track your goals. So set SMART goals. Set goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Your goals could be anything. They could be how many monthly streams you want to get, how many followers you want to add each week or each month or, you know, each year, how many sales you want to get in online music. You know, figure out what your goals are specific to you. And here, you know, set up some sort of simple tracking system so you can track your progress. You know, again, whatever system you set up is going to depend on what goals you're tracking, but it could be something that's just as simple as a spreadsheet. If you're looking at monthly streams, it could just be getting on your platforms and checking the analytics. You know, I don't know what your goals are, but figure out a way to look at key points that will tell you if you're on track, if you're meeting your goals, if you're exceeding them, or if you're falling short and you need to change something up or do something different. Okay. So we've been talking a lot about tracking and making goals and all these like really serious things. The next tip is to be realistic, right? This is one of the things that Tony Van Veen really hit on. Remember, you're only a human. We're all humans. And again, if you're a DIY or an independent musician, especially one with a day job, there's only so much you can do in a day, only so many hours that you have, only so much energy and attention and motivation that you can have. So be realistic with yourself. It's really great to set lofty goals and to have aspirations and ambitions, right? To be really excited to do great things with what God has given you. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But just be realistic with yourself again, because it'll be really easy to get discouraged and to fall short, especially if you set really lofty goals for yourself. And, you know, hopefully you're someone who's able to bounce back easily and not get too discouraged. But you know, give yourself some grace, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So not only be realistic about the goals that you're setting, but about what you're capable of doing, right? So again, each of us is only human. We only have so much time in the day. We only have so much energy. We all have things we have to take care of. But this is why all these things that I'm talking about, all this planning and strategy and goals and setting your priorities and deciding what type of music career you want to have and being honest with yourself, that's why all these things are so helpful, because if you can figure these out, write them down and have it, you know, wrap your head around this, give it some thought, some attention. Again, almost like you're treating this like, you know, a job or any other responsibility that you have, doing planning and giving some forethought and everything like that. It's going to make it so much more easy to wrap your head around and to make it practical and achievable than just, you know, doing whatever happens in the moment and, you know, hoping it works out. Sometimes that can work. That makes for exciting things because, you know, you're just kind of living in the moment. I'm like that sometimes and in some ways, but for long term, for sustainable results and really achieving certain specific things, you really need to set all these things in place. It's just going to help you to be so much more successful than not doing it. All right. And then finally, to kind of like going along with what I just said, being realistic, said to check my notes there, is being forgiving. All right. You're a human. We're all humans. You can only do so much. If you set these goals, you know, if you set your schedule, you figure out all these priorities and whatever, life just falls apart. Life gets too busy. Something comes up, or you just let stuff fall to the wayside. You know, you miss your mark. Maybe you don't practice as much as you want it to. You don't get the album recorded in a year or written in a year, whatever it is. It's okay. Be forgiving. Forgive yourself. It's in the past. You can't change the past. You can learn from it. You can figure out where you went wrong or where things went wrong and then adjust to move forward, right? You can only change what's going to happen in the future, you know, because you can say, okay, this didn't work. I fell short here, or I thought, you know, I wanted to try this and I realized it's not what I want now. I need something different. Or I want to do something different. Reset, you know, set new goals, get yourself back on track, but don't let the past sideline you or stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Especially if you feel God has called you to do something, there's going to be so many things that try to get in the way. Crazy makers that are going to come along and wittingly or unwittingly, you know, sideline you. It could be people, it could be circumstances, it could be spiritual warfare, whatever. Things are going to come that are going to like take you, you know, try to take you out. Just realize that that's part of life and that's going to happen, but don't let it get you down. Just get back up and pick up and keep moving forward. All right. So here's another thing to think about. And I know we've kind of talked about that a little bit on this already. But as a do-it-yourself musician, all right, a DIY musician with a DIY job, you are the only one who is responsible for driving your music career forward. Now, that's not to say that you don't have accountability partners or other loved ones or, you know, bandmates or collaborators or, you know, somebody in a producer in the studio who's going to encourage and motivate you. You know, all those things are there, yes. But again, as a independent musician, you're in charge of getting your music done and out there and moving forward. Yes, you need help to do all these things, and you're not going to do it all on yourself. You're not going to do it all on your own. Even if you're a DIY musician, you need help from other people to record, to produce, to distribute, to market. There's a lot of different ways that different people help. But again, you're the one who's responsible for coordinating all that and continuing to move forward. So again, you're the only one responsible for driving your music career forward. So a lot of responsibility, but again, be realistic and be forgiving. Okay. It's okay. You know, you can always adjust. You can make new goals. You can move forward and you can get grace and strength from God. Go boldly before his throne of grace in time of need, right? Your results are going to be based on your dedication. So I wrote that in my notes here. Results equals dedication, or the other way around. Dedication equals results. You're only going to get out what you put in, or you're going to reap what you sow, if you want to use another biblical phrase. So just remember that. That goes back to those setting those goals that we talked about at the very beginning. So if you don't set these things in motion, if you don't invest your time and your energy and some thought, you're not going to get as much out or anything out. It's just going to be very haphazard, and you won't be as successful as you could be if you would put a little bit of planning and thought into what you're doing. All right. Well, we talked about a lot of important stuff, a lot of practical stuff, but also a lot of heavy things, right? You know, a lot of things that take a lot of responsibility and some thought, right? So I want to kind of end on a high note here and just really encourage you guys and just say, you know what? You as independent musicians, again, people who, you know, maybe you can't do music full time, even though you want to, you have other responsibilities and you don't have that luxury to just focus on writing and recording and performing music, because you have a life, you have a day job, you have other responsibilities. I just want to encourage you guys and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You know, you're using the time, the energy, the talents that God has given you, and the inspiration and the motivation and the calling that he's put on you with your music to do something of great importance, to give glory to his name, to honor him, and then to bless other people, right? Especially if you're doing, you know, Christian music or lyrics that are calling attention to God and you know, his greatness and his love and his mercy and what he does for you and in your life and what he does for others. You know, that's a calling. That's evangelism right there. That is a great service to people and also an honor to God. And, you know, maybe you're not so overt in your lyrics, or maybe you're writing music that doesn't have any lyrics at all. That's okay. God has given glory by so many things, right? Psalm 8 talks about how the heavens declare his glory and the skies his majesty. So things that don't have a voice speak volumes about him. You know, all of creation talks about his sovereignty and his power as creator over all things. So, you know, even if you're not overtly Christian, you know, you're not talking specifically about God or biblical themes, your music, the things that you're creating, if they're inspired and motivated from a Christian's perspective, you're having an influence on people. And more importantly, the way that you live and the way that you share these things with people, whether it's through the performance of your music or what you post online, your interactions with people at events and venues. There's so many different ways that you can lift people up, you can bless them and glorify God in the same time, at the same time. So I just want to encourage you guys and say, keep going, keep the faith, keep moving forward, keep making music. Don't get discouraged. It's easy to do. And we're here. We want to be a force that helps you to have a greater impact here at Notespire Music. That's the whole reason why we do this specific podcast, the Artist Impact Podcast. We want to help you to have a greater impact for what God has called you to do. So if there's any way that we can help you, any other way that we can help you beyond what we're just doing in this podcast, reach out to us. You can email us at info@notespiremusic.com. You can also check out our website, notespiremusic.com. We do all sorts of things, everything from writing and recording, you know, music to music and lyric videos. We'll do performance videos. We do online digital marketing and content creation and promotion for artists, and also some artist development. So if you need help in any facet of your music ministry, reach out to us. Check out our website. Email us, again, info@notespiremusic.com. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram, and we're also on YouTube at Notespire Music TV. And, you know, drop us a line. Let us know. Let us know if these podcasts are helpful to you. Let us know if there's another subject you want us to talk about. How can we help you have a greater impact at what you're doing for the glory and honor of God? All right. Well, we've spent about 40 minutes here, and I want to thank you guys for sticking out with me till the end. I hope that something I said was helpful to you, and again, just helps you to have a greater impact. That's what we're here for. So until next time, guys, hang in there, keep the faith, keep playing music, and keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Until next time, guys, take care and God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Artist Impact Podcast, a production of Notespire Music, LLC. At Notespire Music, we empower independent Christian musicians to grow their God-given music potential by refining their craft and extending their music ministry reach. Notespire Music, helping you gain confidence, grow your talent, and advance your impact. For more information, visit notespiremusic.com. And join us next time for the Notespire Music Artist Impact.